You're listening to the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time. My name's Ian Faith, and this is our Easter season update. I want to take the opportunity to go over some of the amazing content that we're creating, and just so people don't miss it, because we get a lot of questions about special episodes, where we're at with the 31 letters, and where we're at with the Easter eggs. So in this episode, we're going to cover the update on the first 31 letters, where we're up to with the Easter eggs from the Screwtape letters. We've got an Easter show coming up. We've got some special content, which one of them is Deliverance Ministry. If you've ever experienced or seen the whole idea of exorcism, Pastor Andy Woodard goes into that. We've also got an amazing story of hope, a story of healing from a cancer victim who had stage 4 cancer, and the doctors described him as the miracle patient thanks to Jesus Christ. Coming this summer, we've got our book, Confronting Evil in Our Time, that we're working feverishly in the background to put together. If you want a signed first edition copy, we've only got a limited amount of availability to do these, so go to our website, screwtapeletterspodcast.com, and sign up for one of those. We're going to be doing a series of Easter shows to really cover from Easter Monday all the way through the crucifixion on Good Friday and the resurrection on Easter Sunday as well. The Deliverance Ministry episode. If you've ever seen or ever heard about priests exorcising demons out of people, and you see it in scripture where Jesus even commands demons leave, this is a real thing. And Pastor Andy Woodard, who's starting to become a name in the deliverance ministry world, talks deeply about that, and it's a really fascinating story. We also just got finished doing a episode with a man who was stage 4 cancer, probably wasn't given much hope, and his doctor ended up calling him the miracle patient because of how he came through his treatment. He used prayer, he leaned on God. And also in there, you'll get to hear what God actually spoke to him as well. It's an amazing story of healing. Within our Easter egg episodes, we've been covering in season 2 the themes and really just some scripture implanted by C.S. Lewis in these episodes. In letter 1, he really leans into the incarnation about Christ becoming human. In letter 2, he talks about the universal church and the power of assembly and how important that is. Letter 3, it's one of my favorite stories, the prodigal son, and about forgiveness and grace. In number 4, the importance of prayer, connecting with the Father. It's really important for you to pray, not just on your own, but pray with others as well. In letter 5, there's no greater love. I'm talking about the passion of Christ, the way Christ laid his life down. In letter 6, our daily bread, about approaching what God gives us every day and God's will be done. In letter 7, God reveals himself to us. The demonic hide from us. And it's really powerful in the Christian's walk with faith to understand that Christ reveals himself, where the demons and the demonic try their hardest to always hide. In letter 8, we talk about replicas and the doctrine of the Imago Dei, the image of God. This is something that's really powerful, and understanding that God made us in his image, not like something else, not like the animals, but in his image. Letter 9 talks about Psalm 22 and about why people can get into a place, even the most faithful, God, why have you forsaken me? In letter 10 of the Easter eggs, show me your friends and I'll show you your future and the way Christ redeems. I think we've all had this situation of mixing and mingling with the wrong type of people in our lives who just bring us down rather than raise us up. And this is a great episode and an insight into that. And then letter 11, the scoffer of Proverbs is deceived. There's one thing about hanging out with the wrong people, but do you know it? Or are you being received? And are you falling into evil ways in hanging out with the wrong people? That's where we've got published so far. Letter 12, Easter eggs coming soon. As I mentioned, all 31 of the original letters, covering them and unpacking them and revealing how Christ works and revealing how the devil works in our world today, are already complete with some special episodes. We're actually going to be moving a lot of our special episodes to our website, to ScrewtapeLettersPodcast.com. So you'll be able to hear snippets within your Spotify or your Apple Podcasts or your podcast feed. But then the main episodes are going to live on ScrewtapeLettersPodcast.com website, and you'll be able to go there and listen to those. We also want to thank everybody for helping us build this podcast. Where we're at the moment, we've got between 300,000 and 400,000 downloads of the podcast. You know, thousands of listeners around the world. We cover pretty much every continent. I don't think we've seen a analytics dot on Antarctica yet, but people are listening all around the world. It's very touching. But we want to ask you to do us a favor and help us. Please just find one or two other people that you can turn this podcast on to. Share it with someone. If you would today, and we pray this, that you would share our podcast so we can share the message of Christ through this ministry with others. It can be family members, friends, people at the church. We've actually had notes from churches that have been taking our podcast and doing a special session at their church, covering a few of the letters from the Screwtape Letters and unpacking the themes within there and making it relational to the world today. And we're here to help. If you've got a church and you're looking to do a special session and you need some guidance, we have a program that, again, you can find at ScrewtapeLettersPodcast.com that you can download and actually use that with your church group. And it's really impactful to have that conversation, bring people together around a Christian tenet. Have those conversations, be engaging, be entertained, and stay away from some of the garbage that's on TV that just drives you away from a good life with Christ. So that's just my quick wrap up. I just wanted to keep you in touch with what's going on. I hope you enjoy what we're doing and you will share it. Please subscribe. Please actually also go and leave some reviews for us. The more positive reviews we get on different platforms like Spotify, like on Apple, even if they're just 5-star clicks, that will just help us share it with other people. So we're asking for your help, we're asking for your support, we're asking for your prayers as you help us build this. So thank you for listening to Galen and I on the Screwtape Letters podcast, Confronting Evil in Our Time. And until next time, we'll hope you enjoy what we're doing and we'll look forward to hearing from you.
We have some exciting news for our listeners. This summer, 2025, we will be releasing our book, Confronting Evil in Our Time, unpacking the Screwtape Letters podcast inspired by C.S. Lewis. We are making signed first edition copies available for you leading up to the release. To secure your first edition signed copy, go to ScrewtapeLettersPodcast.com and fill out the form to get your book. From Galen and I, we want to thank you for your support and Jesus Christ, who makes all things possible. God bless.